Back to those who are investigating. Can we get to the sheriff's
station? You guys can get to the sheriff's station.
Pull up, hop out.
It is a one room, like cinder block building.
Gotcha. So, I mean, very, very like Mayberry-esque.
That you don't put Mayberry down like that.
Oh, that good.
Yes, this is a shithole. Crafts car is out front. You can see a shed in the back. It's along the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and walk on in.
Okay. You going with? Yeah. All right. You see Kraft sitting behind the desk, whittling.
Morning, Constable.
Good morning, Father. What can I do for you?
Hey, first of all, Mr. Kraft, Officer Kraft, do you know what time it is?
It's about 10, isn't it? Checks his watch. Why? Make a stability check.
Why? Oh, fishing lines or some shit? Six.
Damn, son. These things don't bother you. His go up through the ceiling.
Hmm. That's puzzling.
I was out of game. I was just establishing my alibi. Cop knows that he saw me at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Again, your truck.
Metagaming. Sorry. Okay.
It's all good.
Continue with the line of questioning, sir.
Thought we'd come around this morning and see what was going on with all the happenings last night.
What do you mean?
Well, we saw the body was gone this morning.
I told you last night I'd be back to get it.
Aye. Just curious as to what the next course of events might be.
I've called it in.
Aye. And?
What do you mean, and?
Well, why was the man in town, do you know?
What man?
The man whose body you removed from the...
Do you know who it is?
Yee, what was your father's name?
She come with us?
Yeah, she did.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's...
We're all going to jail.
She's like, appalled that he's acting like this. Like, nothing really happened. Like, it's not his job. She's almost in tears.
What?
Good job bringing the lady back to the cop we already know doesn't give a shit about Asian people.
Yeah.
way to spark that up.
It's not so much Asian people. It's most anybody there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most non-California locals.
Yeah.
Including the Irish. Nah.
But you've got that fancy collar.
Yeah. Out of the cloth and all that. I'm just curious, officer, what the plans are, you know, big boys from the state coming down, that sort of thing. Obviously, Hoovertown's a little worried about such happenings.
I don't know. I haven't heard back from anybody yet.
Ah, very well.
Miss, if you'd like to fill out a missing, I guess it wouldn't be a missing person. So it'd be a
Would you mind writing his name on this toe tag, ma'am? Where were you guys from?
They're from a day's drive from here.
That's a weird name for a town.
Yeah.
So, Town X.
I don't know what's around this place.
Officer Kraft, in the man's personal effects that his daughter provided, we read a letter signed by somebody named... The letter was signed with just the letter K.
You trying to insinuate something, boy?
No, I was just asking a question. Sir, if you had ever met this man before?
No, I've never seen him.
Okay. Any reason that anybody in the area would need a translator, a Chinese translator?
Well, hell, if I know. Why would you want to translate Chinese?
So you can understand it?
What do you need to understand?
I call him a motherfucker in Cantonese.
I like it. I like it because it's a nice double-edged sword. Does he know Cantonese?
Well, then this would be the way we would find
out. No, that's what I'm saying.
Investigation.
Clever. He will rattle off some derogatory Chinese something about speaking Chinese.
Oh, about speaking? I thought you meant in Chinese.
No.
That would have been white devil or something.
So what exactly do you fellas want?
We're trying to find out why the man was in town. He wasn't with the workers.
Hell if I know. I didn't even know the man's name until she told me.
Well, we're trying to get the assistance of the local law enforcement, sir.
I've already done my job. What else do you want?
Find the man that killed him.
That's why I kicked it up the ladder.
So indifferent and awful.
Yes.
Okay, you guys haven't tried to spend any points.
No, I'm waiting to see what I'm trying to find an angle first. But yes, no, yep. The points will be spent.
I know, but you guys can talk at him all you want. Until you spend points, you're not going to get anywhere with him.
Right. Absolutely. Point of bureaucracy, something to the effects of, nah, I understand you're kicking it up the ladder and all, but, I mean, if we've got a murderer, you could have half a dozen bodies on your hand by the time, you know, they decide to come down here. Don't you at least think we ought to look into this? Surely, you know, this young miss knows that her father came down here for translation work. It can't be that hard to find out who in Bryson Springs needs a translator.
And why or not, that's a lot of paperwork. And then bodies pile up. If you call upstairs every time, you're talking about a lot of speculation on your job performance.
Do you have any assess honesty?
No, I don't.
No?
I do.
Do you? You want to spend a point?
So am I spending a point of bureaucracy and a point of assess honesty?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't have any of that shit.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and spend the point of assess honesty.
Okay, when he says that, he's... Kraft will say something along the lines of, don't I know it about the paperwork piling up with when the bodies start piling up? And he will glance at his desk.
Legit. Desk
full of papers?
There is a stack of papers.
Kind of give him out the high sign. Officer Kraft, a question for you if you don't mind. As I give Matt's character the high sign. Bit of a nod. I'm a little curious. Can we... Okay, here's where I want to go. It took me a minute. I had to muddle.
I gotta think about it.
It's like, now, I know the young lady here, you know, I remember the state. I'm not sure where you've kept the body. Would it be possible for her to see her father, you know, religious needings and all? Is that acceptable to you, sir?
Okay, no, I'm sorry. What are you asking for?
I want him out of the room so Matt can look at the stuff on his desk. So.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying. The good father would like to say a few words, and the miss would like to, you know, see the body. Obviously, we understand we can't interfere with the crime scene, but if you'd escort us, we'd like to observe it.
Put your point of bureaucracy back.
Okay.
And switch it for a point of reassurance.
Okay. Sure. That is well worth it for Matt to get a chance to look at those papers.
Well, and you'll get more out of it than just that.
Fair enough.
Should I use library use or evidence collection for that?
Evidence collection.
Yeah.
Yes, he will take her out back.
Shouldn't take us more than 15 minutes or so,
Yes, sir.
Because I'm like, all right, and we'll take her out back, and I will... As I'm assuming a 60, 70-some-year-old priest could mumble about in Latin. I'm assuming in 15 minutes or so, we're probably going to get a phone call about a shooting. But, you know. Please, investigate away, Matt.
Yep. You find a stack of partially filled out missing person reports.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Doesn't give me a number, but several.
Okay.
An inordinate amount, given...
I checked the desk drawers.
All dated within the last month.
A small town with next to no populace with a dozen or more people missing in the last month or two. That's disturbing.
You'll find a set of keys. I don't think much else. Let me make sure I'm not missing anything. What's that? Absolutely.
The plot thickens.
Oh, seven in all. I'm sorry.
Seven within the last, does it give a time?
Few weeks.
Wow. Does it happen to give, are they all missing from the shantytown?
Buford Craft's desk holds a number of half-finished reports for missing persons out of the shantytown. It appears the pig only filled out enough of each report to get whatever distraught family member was in his face out of the way. The disappearances occur at random dates over the last few weeks, seven in all. All people describe similar incidents. The victim leaves to talk to someone late at night. The person being talked to moves out of sight. Victim follows and is never seen again.
Okay.
Is there a description of the person they move to talk to?
No. Shadowy figure.
Just to double check, that point of reassurance was just to get him out of the room.
Did not I yet.
Oh, okay.
There will be more.
Find anything else around the office?
Because that was the perfect way to segue into something else.
Excellent.
Yes.
Did my evidence collection garner any other?
No, that's about all you'll find in here.
Okay.
You guys spend a few minutes with the body.
In nomine Patri, Spiritus Sancti.
She is not very.
We came in halfway through.
She's not very consoled of the way it was just kind of tossed in the shed.
Ew.
It's not like he's got refrigeration units.
Yeah. I will try and, as best I can, attempt to arrange it in a more. Just kind of underneath the pile, you know.
Scoop it together a little more.
Yeah.
Make it a little more man shaped.
Yeah. I'm not removing the sheet at all. But just sort of, you know. In the process of praying over it, sort of, you know, make sure all the
smoothing out the lumps.
Yes, perhaps a bit.
Okay, as you are kind of rearranging things,
yeah,
the hand falls out.
Oh Christ!
And a slip of paper falls out.
Point of filch.
That would be a check.
Oh, that is a check.
That is a check. Yeah, that is a general ability.
General.
Yes.
I will give you a plus one because you are in the middle of ceremony. And
fair enough. I'll spend both points of filch.
He is trying. He is trying to look like
to steal something.
He is trying to look like he has his head bowed and his eyes closed.
Fair enough. So 2 points of filch plus the plus one, five.
Yeah, you got it.
Tuck that in my robes. I tuck the hand back, praying upon it, sign of the rosary, arm. Our Father, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord be with ye. It's in Latin. Neither of them probably speak Latin, so I can say whatever I want.
Okay. He will ask ye to go back up with the good doctor.
Yes, dear. I think he was waiting in the truck.
And Buford will speak to you by yourself.
Yes, officer?
Would you mind doing your thing for a couple more?
I beg your pardon?
These men were found, and I can't identify them. And
be the right Christian thing to do.
Yeah. They haven't had a proper burial. And, I mean, they're buried over there. I don't have any way of reporting this.
Of course. It's what God put me here to do. Of course, I would like to see the evidence that you've hidden, sir, so perhaps certain unscrupulous individuals may perhaps uncover more information later.
Yep, there are two shallow graves behind the station.
You have no scruples.
I have scruples! Bam, 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 bam!
That's right. He gave him a chance to run before he shot him in the back.
Like an action surge to fire again.
All right, so I'll go over and you know, pray.
Just because my sense of morality doesn't line up with yours.
Pray over the top of the graves. And make good note as I am praying. And it's like, you know, Buford, will you join me in solemn prayer?
Sure thing. And he pulls out a pint of General Sumner's, sipping whiskey, and takes a shot of it.
He's like, may we all bow our heads.
Looking down at the graves and everything, he just looks fucking haunted.
I'm going to use this time to scout the area so that I know exactly where these graves are should I need to describe someone how to get back there at night.
Okay. They are literally right behind the station.
Okay. Cool. So we do that. I'm assuming Matt has nothing else to investigate back there? Or in the...
Nope, he's all good.
Okay.
I'm in the truck.
And then I will head back to the truck.
You might be able to get him to talk more with some other kind of a spend.
He looks worried.
Oh, what have I got?
I would even give you a point of theology for confession.
All right, sure. Let's do a point of theology for confession. I'll take him back inside. Please, Mr. Buford, you're obviously troubled. This is a sacred vow between us. You ease your burden, son. I don't know if you're Catholic or not.
One of the men he found in a field.
Okay.
In a person-sized divot in the ground.
Okay.
Just completely smashed. Looks like he fell.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, the other one he found in the Hooverville in the middle of one of the shacks. What was left of the shack.
What do you mean, what was left of the shack?
I mean, it looks like he came through the roof.
So, the fishers of men tossed him back because they hit their bag limit, or?
It sounds like things are getting pulled generally upward. Only one person hit a solid roof.
Oh. Sense trouble.
Oh, piss.
Three.
Oh, piss. Fuck. Jeff.
What?
Nothing. Anyway. So.
You know those gossamer threads? You see one really, really bright one off in the distance past the police station.
Give me a better map here. Police station.
All right. Let's say you're sitting here in the parking area. Here's the station.
Across the street.
Out that way. About probably a couple hundred feet past the station, you see a flaming string going up.
I tell Lee to wait here and I start running.
Stability.
Don't get crazy first.
Six.
God damn.
Fuck you.
Every fucking stability check.
Why don't
check.
You roll like that when we play fucking D&D?
Yeah. So Matt, take off running, because I kind of want to know what's going to happen.
Running. That's me running.
Where are you running?
I'm running towards the lit up strand.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm scholarly. I'm curious about everything.
That's
my drive.
Sense trouble.
Okay. Spin one. I thought you were going to rapture the officer while I was talking to him. Four.
You hear a door slam. Car door slam. And sounds like somebody taking off. running.
Wait, aren't they near where the strand is? Yes?
No, it's a couple hundred feet past the station.
It's another part of town.
Okay,
They went back inside the station.
And I'm going out back at the station.
Yes.
Which is, okay.
Where you saw the strand coming down. A few hundred feet past the station.
Okay.
I'm going to... excuse me, son. And I'm going to take off running.
You look off in the distance, kind of up a hill a little bit. You see a figure.
Describe the figure?
Not really much to describe at this distance. I mean, it looks like it's leaning on something.
Is that where the strand is?
Yep.
It's going right to him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to run outside. Do I happen to catch Dr. Connery running?
I'm too fast, or
like I made you had faster. Time. He didn't hear you until you were already running, so you're already well past.
So I'm gonna run out and look at Yi with kind of a panic look, like
she doesn't know what happened. She's
kind of like, okay, that puts me a few rounds behind him, so I'm gonna sort of jog off in that direction. Since Matt took off,
nobody at home can see this. There are a lot of fingers being pointed.
Oh, there are. Yes, Yi pointed off to the direction that. That Matt's character went in.
Yes.
Once again, this is a video podcast.
I'm doing good to be doing this well.
Yeah, so. You're doing fine, man. I found all the info I needed, by the way.
Looking good.
Fill you in later.
Matt?
Okay.
I'm really, really interested to see what happens in the next 5 seconds.
What are you doing once you see the figure? Are you going to keep going? Or
I mean, I see a figure of a presumably humanoid.
Yes.
So, but now I have this kind of like, I have experienced magic, so I'd imagine I would stop and call out to it. He said it's 150 feet away.
Yeah. roughly. You're going to call out to it?
Yeah.
It doesn't react.
Okay. I pull out my firearm and shoot one in the air.
What is it with you guys and guns?
I'm trying to get the thing's attention. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't react.
Please, mine was in character.
Can I now make an athletics roll?
Yeah.
Since I heard gunfire?
You also hear Kraft trying to haul ass out there.
I like the stairs. They're fun.
It's a 2. I'm old.
Okay. What are you doing?
I see him coming. Got a couple feet. I'm waiting on the priest. I'm gesturing erratically for him to get up here.
Okay. You'll be able to catch up. You hear Kraft coming behind you.
Christ, son. What's going on?
Do you see that figure on the hill?
This is a good question to answer.
Yes.
I do? What does it look like to me?
Just a guy. It almost looks like he's leaning against a post or something.
Man leaning against the post? What's the problem?
Has Kraft caught up yet?
No, not quite.
Okay, the strands I was talking about?
Aye.
There's not an idea check in this.
Nope.
The strands that I was talking about, his is glowing.
Roll me a d6, both of you.
Sense trouble is the
one.
Essential
thing. Sure, roll sense trouble.
Sense trouble, okay. I'm going to burn one then.
It's basically your investigator.
5.
Your spot hidden.
4.
Yeah, you'd both get it. He's in the middle of a fucking field. There's no post.
But it looks like he's leaning against a post.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going
to... Okay, so, Father, do you see what I'm saying? It's fucking weird.
Is a post being seen, or is he just leaning against...
Air? He's sort of like... It's almost Scarecrow-esque, then, is what you're saying.
Yes. Kind of.
Okay, then I'm running to that individual.
So like that weird silhouette thing you see on houses where it looks like a guy leaning up against the post?
Those blackboard cutouts?
Yeah, almost, yes.
Yeah. The lady leaning over with bloomers.
Okay, Kraft has caught up to you guys at this point when you take off.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm going.
You're going? Okay.
Chugga.
Kraft has this monster fucking pistol in his hand.
I was hoping you put your gun away, but you probably didn't.
No. And is like, what the hell was that? Who's shooting?
I mean, are we still running?
He's coming behind you with a drawn gun. What the hell?
Officer, I was trying to get the attention of this man over here. I fired one in the air.
What the hell are you shooting for?
I just said I fired one in the air.
I heard you!
Okay, I'm going to ignore this because I have a really, really bad feeling about this individual.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep running while he turns around and argues with the cop.
Do you see the man out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the... Why are you so worried about it?
Well, how close are we to it now?
Probably about 100 feet.
Because he's not reacting to anything. I think you got yourself another dead body. Let's go.
Oh. Okay.
That was easy. Mic drop.
There's a point spin in there that he's not making you spin. Yeah, there is.
I don't have one. I mean, what do you want me to do? I ain't got any of that shit.
Credit rating?
Well,
I guess okay. I can do credit rating. I get access to things because I'm
sure.
Fancy.
Yeah, spend a point of credit rating.
I'm so fancy.
You can browbeat him.
You use words he did not understand.
Yeah.
Whatever.
New York words.
So he's about 25 feet ahead of you guys. You'll get about probably 30 feet away. Are you just going to keep running up to it?
Yeah, I mean, at this, as soon as I'm just waiting on you to feed me details because that might change what I'm doing. But I'm just running to see. I'm picturing this almost as an impaled body.
He has a passive perception of 17.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see what is going on with this body. Like, because the way I'm picturing it is it's almost impaled, but it's not impaled on anything.
No, it's not. It's odd. You get to about 50 feet away, and you can tell it's not really a person. It looks like it's wooden.
I'm gonna sort of... So, my first instinct is seeing something vaguely human-esque in the field. I'm going to assume, do I get the feeling of Scarecrow then?
Kind of, but it's in the middle of a field. There's no post thing. You'd realize this isn't terraced land. It's like on a hill, and this isn't somewhere where there would be a Scarecrow.
I'm gonna slow down just because I'm winded because I'm old. But I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna obviously investigate the thing because I'm convinced that he's seeing something. Yeah. Perhaps they're signs from God. Maybe that's why he was sent here.
That'd be a good motivation. Look at you.
Yeah. So I'm going to continue forward. I probably am holding onto the crucifix absentmindedly, actually. I've got to hold my rosary. Okay. And I'm moving forward.
Kraft is still moving forward. Are you?
Yeah. I said, every time.
No, I mean, are you staying with him? Because Kraft is going to blow past him.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's fine?
I'm going to walk with the priest.
Okay.
My compatriot.
So you're going to let Kraft get to it before we do?
Yes, I'm going to let Meat Shield get to it first.
I mean, it's all in the way you look at it. It's the NPC who screws up the clue or the Meat Shield. I'm fine with either interpretation. Sure. Let's let Kraft touch the giant flaming string first.
Okay.
Perhaps that was the right call, Jeff. Or Matt. Go ahead, sir.
Kraft gets to within about 20 feet of it. You guys are right about probably 20 feet behind him.
Yeah.
And it moves.
Sweet.
Does Kraft see it move?
Yeah, Kraft sees it move, stops where he is, and levels that monster fucking pistol at it. And at
you
that
ask yourself one thing.
You guys know what a judge is?
If the cop dies, we don't get arrested. That's how this works.
Well, I don't have an alibi.
Oh yeah, your truck, right?
Do you guys know what a judge is?
No,
a judge.
No? Yeah, a judge revolver.
It's a massive honking.
It's a
Wild West Magnum type crap.
It's like the Red Dead Redemption gun.
I have no idea what that is.
Red Dead revolver. If you look at it. Yeah, no, it's like a huge. It's like a freaking 50 cal handgun.
Almost. It switches out between 45 shells and 410 shotgun shells.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It is. And that's what this piece of shit cop carries around.
How did we see it move? It moved?
When he got within about 20 feet, it turned and looked at him.
So the head
turned. Fuck that. Fuck that so much.
Welcome to
Good Deal. What?
I'm just.
Oh, yeah, sure. Stability checks. Roll one for him, too. Oh!
I've only got a 3 this time.
I'm going to spend a point, Jeff.
Okay.
Spend a what? What point?
Point of stability to try not to lose a bunch.
Oh.
So I'm going to roll an N1. That's a 4 total.
3 plus okay, 1. You made it. Roll a D6. Divide by 2.
Two.
You will lose 2.
After all of this, you finally lose stability.
I mean, I've lost 5. How many have you lost?
None.
So, this is I'm rolling good.
All he does is shoot at people.
I'm already running headlong into the occult.
You know, on second thought, that plan I had an hour ago where you guys take care of the interrogating and we do the talking, I'm kind of thinking we maybe should have switched. So please tell us what this creepy giant doll does when it swivels its... What does its face look like?
Oh, God.
You are...
I'm going to roll stability just for me. Okay, I got a 5.
I'm going to sleep now.
You know, the reference dolls for artists?
Yeah.
The wooden reference dolls? Looks almost exactly like
just
that.
Just a plain wooden doll, no face, no one.
But it's got all...
It's got a face. It looks like somebody carved it with a knife. Just kind of... Drew in a mouth and
X's for eyes.
Is it got the same sort of hinged bits where everything twists and bends?
It's creeptacular.
Yep.
Okay, so the priest stops and says, "Sweet Mother of God, preserve us."
Kraft leveled the gun and just kind of froze.
Great. That means he rolled well.
Initiatives.
Yes. You don't roll anything.
No,
man.
You don't roll.
What are you going?
What
to
are you
act
going
on?
To act on?
What do you mean?
What
pool?
What action are you going to take when it's your turn? That will determine your order in initiative. The highest pool goes first.
What do you plan to do? What do you plan to do?
I'm going
to
shoot it.
What's your firearms pool?
Yeah, what's your firearms?
2.
Maximum. You haven't spent any, so it's 2.
Jesus. I'm not really
something else.
I'm not really built for this. This is not what I'm meant to do.
Is prayer on there?
Can I act on theology, please? I don't even know what to do. Just out of this fact that it might be what I need to do, I'll act on fleeing. Fleeing's a 6. Well, okay, caveat on that. I can't do that because I don't plan on fleeing. That's cheating. I will act on scuffling, which is a 2.
Oh, I have 5 scuffling.
Do you plan to fight the thing with your fist?
No, I'm gonna shoot it. Never mind. I'm gonna shoot it.
It goes first.
Of course it does.
Yeah. All right.
That is a 6 for the audience, so whatever Jeff did, it hurt.
That's just a hit. You see it just swarm forward. This is the you remember I told you it's a very distinctive noise?
Yeah.
Think of like wooden wind chimes clanking together and bowling pins being hit.
Like the bamboo ones?
Kind of a cross between that is what it sounds like when it moves.
And where's it going?
Arms are just waving. Feet, legs are moving, but almost barely touching the ground.
Very marionette-ish. Oh, God, that's fucking terrifying.
And it just wraps awesome. Its arms around it, and he's kind of pinned there.
Okay. Sweet. Awesome.
Craft. It would be craft. Actually, that would change his pool.
Because he'd have to scuffle now, right?
Yep. No, actually, he will try and blow a hole in it anyway.
Seems legit. Something has you crust against your skin, or crust against your body. Just pull that trigger. Yeah. Best of luck.
High or low?
High. You've been rolling hot.
High. It will actually hit it.
Thank God.
Yeah.
There better be a +1 on that if that thing.
Yeah, I know. So 3. Yeah, you see a chunk of it just blow out. It sounded like it was loaded with shotgun shells instead of 45s.
But it does actually take damage. We do see pieces of the marionette.
Oh, yeah, you see a chunk of it blown off.
Not the metagame, but does Matt see anything change with the string?
Nope. So that would make it your turn.
Let's see. Compassion. So...
You can't talk it down?
No. Father Flanagan's going to do that thing that priests do in movies and stuff. So I'm going to run over. Athletics probably won't work anymore. My first attempt was to jar him awake and pull him away from the thing, but now that it's wrapped up, I don't know that I can pull him away from the thing. It depends on whether you want to call that athletics or scuffling.
Athletics to see if you can get to it.
Okay. I'd say, yeah, because it's flailing around and everything, isn't it?
Well, no, he was 20 feet ahead of you.
Okay.
So we're 20 feet away from it then.
Yes.
We reached him.
Yes.
I'm going to attempt to approach it. The father will be holding
his... And notice, it didn't have a problem crossing the 20 feet to get to him.
Yeah, no. This is not good. I'm gonna roll athletics to try and get over there, screaming something to the back.
Go for it.
You know, mm-hmm. Back to hell! Back to hell, you puppet of Satan! That's a 4 on athletics.
You can get there, but you won't get an action.
Okay. I'll just hold my crucifix and be a grumpy old man.
Matt?
Shaking it.
We're 20 feet away?
Yep.
You're acting on firearms, so you gotta shoot.
Well.
You can't change it now.
I can't? What if it's the same level?
That's a Jeff call then. Really, you're supposed to act on the pool you started with. It forces you to not adapt based on what happens.
Yeah.
Because kind of in the idea of combat, you all make your choice.
These turns are all happening at the same time.
Okay.
So you were going to fire, so you need fire.
Can I like run up a little closer? Can I get 10 feet away? I don't want to shoot 20.
Sure.
It's independent of the role.
You can use points if you need them to.
Yeah, you could use points. You don't have very many, but you could.
I know. No, I'll give you 10 feet of movement.
All right, so you're a little closer.
I want to try to shoot the strand. I mean, with the glowing, is it, like, thick enough?
Oh, yeah.
You
can try.
Am I trying to shoot fishing lines still, or is it going to be...
It's highly visible.
Yeah.
You could take a shot at it, but it's a much smaller target. It will be a higher number to hit.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot the thing on its head. Is that where did he shoot?
It's literally wrapped around craft. I will say that if you roll a 1 unadjusted, so since you spent points, it's adjusted, it won't be a 1. So you're not going to hit craft.
Basically, you're ensuring it's not a crit fail.
Yep.
6.
Yeah. Hit.
Yay.
Roll a d6 for damage.
Two. Okay.
Ping. We've done 5 damage to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did 3. Or he did 3. You look like you're whatever kind of pistol you're using. The slug hit it, but it was kind of like shooting a piece of wood. The slug hit it. And fuck. It did. It hurt. It did damage to it, but it's like shooting a piece of wood. And it is its turn.
I really am concerned about what it's getting ready to do to this man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, are you still grappled? Because it's going to
No, he's not. No, I just got close. I wasn't able to grapple.
Yeah, you're...
Scorpion finish him and rip his spine out.
No, it's going to pull him up into the air. Yeah. And on its way up, the marionette is going to drop
it. It might also get a really nice gun.
Let's see what the keeper's going to do here. Please.
Good call. Yeah. They go shooting up into the air. Stability checks from both of you.
Piss. I'm going to spend one.
It's kind of wedged in between them. Ooh. If you want, I'll give you a chance to grab them.
You want
them.
It?
2.
You can spend stability once for that, too.
Do I want to try and grab him? I might end up dead. I mean, I'm going to play my drive. I would reach for him.
Okay.
So I'll make an athletics roll.
Have you lost stability?
3. I have lost stability.
I will give you 1 back.
I got a 3 trying to grab him.
Okay, that won't get it.
It's good. That's why I didn't spend any points. Stability. I did spend 1 on my stability roll. So it's a stability roll of 6.
4.
Ooh. Ouch.
I'm really hoping this is a roll for the entire sequence and not just the part, because then we're going to get one with the part.
You can get those back.
Better start.
Confess your
sins.
Confess your sins. You got 6? I got less than 6.
I started with 15, though.
Oh.
And a full boat.
All right, so he zips up into the air.
You watch him going. What are you doing?
I'm turning and running to Matt and knocking him to the ground. I'm just going to run right into him. Get the fuck back! Because you have no idea what's getting ready to happen.
Why don't I? I just saw them fly up into the air.
Right, but you don't know about all the bodies that have hit the ground.
Oh, right.
I do.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to run and just push Matt to the ground and get him out of the way.
Well, you know that there's been 2 bodies that have hit the ground. He knows about at least 7 that have disappeared.
Right.
But I don't know that they've
You don't know that they've fallen back to Earth.
Earth.
Yeah, so I'm going to, acting on the higher initiative.
Probably should, considering what he's read, but...
I'm going to run and just knock him over. Or okay. Run into him.
Scuffling.
5.
You knock him on his ass.
Get down, boyo! And I kind of like hit the dirt behind him, or beside him, and cover my head.
You watching?
At this point, falling is going to take a while. I'm pretty sure we can dodge it.
So no,
now I'm gonna prone on the fucking ground.
I'm assuming I hit him in his chest and I fell beside him like that. So I'm probably not looking. I'm probably on the ground okay. With my hands over my head.
What about you?
I mean, I just fucking fell to the ground and I'm still probably staring at the magical fucking scene.
Yeah, you are. You know how when someone lets a balloon loose and you just see this little tiny black dot way up, way mm-hmm. The hell up in the sky? It's kind of what it is. And then it passes past clouds.
What the sweet fuck was that, Father?
I'm gonna, completely ignoring Dr. Connery, slowly turn around and look, because I'm expecting it to fall. I'm just gonna lay there in the dirt for a minute and...
Where'd it go? It went up.
But it might come back just like all the other ones did.
What other ones?
The ones he's got buried behind the feckin' shed.
What the fuck are you babbling about?
Continue staring up at the sky. I'm not assuming I'm going to see it, but the priest is terrified that he's going to see him crashing down to Earth.
Yeah.
That cloud looks like a duck. That looks like a dead guy.
I was going to say,
that cloud looks like a dead guy.
What the? I don't know. I don't know. We've got, we've got a huge problem. Jesus, Lord, preserve us. And I will relate to Matt that there are multiple bodies and how I've gotten the connection that's why he was splattered and she's grated on the ceiling. These things are trying to pull them into the sky. And then they're returning.
Isn't that in the Bible?
I would assume I would know that for free.
Sure.
Is it in the Bible?
The rapture.
Well, the rapture, yes.
That's what I'm talking.
But I don't think the rapture talks about puppets descending to earth and lifting people up.
I was going to say, no.
Like, I'm not the most, me personally, I'm not the most holy.
Is this what John the Revelator was talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, translations.
Oh, instead of four horsemen, they met scary ass puppets.
Maybe.
This was the gospel according to Chucky we didn't know about.
Okay, like we're sitting here a couple minutes. Has he fallen?
No.
Christ, let's get the f*** out of here.
Were there any other weapons in the sheriff's station?
No, not in the station.
What about his car?
Never looked in his car.
I want to look in his car before we leave.
You even found his keys.
You do? Know where he put his...
Yeah. You can get in there, you find a shotgun.
How many shells?
Roll me 2d6.
6, so 7 shells.
There you go.
As I see him breaking into the car, I'm like, I think the Lard will look the other way this time. Can I make a...
You can't steal from a dead man.
You can, son, actually.
What?
Really? Technically, you don't know he's dead. Just saying.
Fucking Jesus just called him home for all Father Flanagan knows.
Not Jesus, Geppetto.
That was good.
Like, oh, shit, son. Preparedness roll?
Geppetto sure.
Called him home.
Apparently, I don't have a flask on me, but I really need a fucking drink. Smokes, then.
His leg is bouncing.
Nope.
Let's go back to where he was zipped up. His flask and his gun fell.
Fuck. Let me know if you find a good drink in there, son.
All right. Lucas
hey,
and
Troy. Hey, I checked the glove box. I had a 2. Is there anything in it?
Not with a 2.
Okay, I was just looking for a flask. For
okay, Lucas and Troy, what are you guys doing?
Hey, is he still in the truck?
We have, we made it back to the Hoover Mill.
Sure.
We are kind of hiding out.
Okay. Where?
About how long do we have, you think?
How long to what?
Well, okay, let me fill you in what I read. Because there's rules in there about regaining things. So after an hour of no contested issue, you can add points back to 3 things. After 24 hours, you can add things to more, and I checked off what you can add back to driving is one of them, by the way.
Okay.
So, I'm just looking for an hour of downtime to regain some stuff. If that's a possibility, I don't know. We're hiding somewhere, people. Probably will. You know what? Let's go back to the tent to the lady that was
yes.
initially raped, and we're going to
not her tent.
Not her tent, but well,
people,
yeah, because she's
her friends.
Yeah, her friends.
We don't want to.
So we're like, we gotta kind of hide out for a minute. We kind of air quote took care of the problem earlier.
We kind of air quote air hold.
So we're looking for some hideout / downtime.
Do you guys have any interpersonal skills?
Such as what? I got intimidation, I've got cop talk, credit rating.
Appeal to our...
This guy's a little more streetwise
nature.
Than I am.
Okay, I'll give you streetwise.
Okay.
They're kind of like, oh my god, what did you do?
We kind of blew 4 holes into Mr. Spelling. I say very whispery.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he wasn't there to save him.
He was fishing.
What?
He was calling
fishing.
Who the hell are you guys, and what is this to you?
They call me Frank Castle.
They call me the Revenger.
Jesus Christ. Let's go with the time.
Okay, what do you guys want to do?
Hide out and lay low for as long as we can.
To what end?
Not be found by the more than likely
what, the
coming,
cop?
More than likely coming party that is. We don't know the cops.
They could
so
be a ranger posse.
Could be the cop. It could be.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know if we're being followed.
Yeah, it could be Bryson. Could be
okay. So you guys are just gonna lay low.
Yeah.
Hiding in the nicest truck.
No, we're not a truck. We're at the
truck.
You're in the Hooverville. Yeah, I get that.
What are
you going to do anything while you're laying low?
Try to talk to them. See if they would know anything about.
I mean, we can chat while we're there, just over whatever.
Okay.
Why did I get 2 in art history? That was so stupid.
Like, super. sometimes art history comes in handy.
So how long?
I know just the guy. Come on. He introduces you to a guy named Jessup.
What is it?
Jessup.
Jessup or Ub with a B?
Jessup with a P.
O-P?
J-E-S-S-U-P.
Jessup. You really need
a... It's a weird name. I don't know how to spell it. Okay?
No, it's not okay.
How dare you not know our Okie traditions?
S-E or something. Okay. Jessup is our newfound friend.
Yeah. Real friendly guy, real supportive of...
killings. And the slaughterings. Not the rapings.
Of taking care of our own. And sticking it to the man.
It's kind of like I'm going to marry you to one of my daughters.
Yeah.
My
right.
sister, get That's... over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uncle Daddy?
He says, you guys come with us. Or come with me. You can... Stay with my family. Come in, get warm. Well, I guess
it's pretty warm outside. Yeah.
Get you something to drink.
Access honesty.
Assess.
Assess honesty. That's my favorite part of the whole thing. Ass is honesty.
Asses honesty.
Like
ass is honesty.
I want to know if he's actually leading us to a friendly or. Trying to take care of us, if you will.
You know, once Troy draws a gun, he just becomes paranoid of everybody.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, I mean, for the record, he is a member of the Thieves Guild of New Orleans.
You want to know if he's honestly trying to take care of you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems not. He seems honest.
Okay. I trust. He could be leading us to a cadre of people.
He said he wouldn't make the point, so
truth.
I'd be inclined to trust him.
Okay.
So we are.
Well, yeah. If you spend the point of assess honesty, you're going to get the chance to know whether somebody's being honest with you.
Yeah.
Does that count as a point spend or no?
Yes, okay, so spend the point.
You did spend a point. Okay.
Jessup takes you to meet his family. This is Ma. This is I don't remember what the hell their names are.
I just make up a name.
They have names.
Yeah. Jessup and Jesse. Gosh. Jesse Ann.
Jeez, Lucas. Let him immerse you.
Immerse you.
In the Okie traditions and their
traditions. This is Ma. This is Tom. This is Beulah May and Edmund. We're the Kellys.
Beulah May and Edmund or Beulah May?
Beulah May. That's what I mean. It's one person.
Beulah May and Edmund.
I was going to say, I didn't know if Beulah May was one person, if there was Beulah and then there was May.
No, there's Beulah May.
Okay, just curious.
Hyphenated name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just going to put the Kellys. That's
okay. Easy.
Okay, so we are
living alone. Now, my name's Kelly.
Boom.
Jessup says, Ma, can we get these fellas something to drink?
Don't drink it.
Oh, thanks, Ma. Appreciate
Yeah, she brings out a jar of something clear and...
file a couple more bullets into my gun. Port. File, not fire. File. Put them in. Putting them in.
I believe the verb is load.
Yeah, load, file, whatever.
Why are you?
Yeah, I watch a lot of mafia movies. I ain't never heard file.
They do pour the drinks for everybody out of this. It's
drinkable.
Yeah. Are you actually pulling your gun out?
No, I was joking.
Okay.
I was gonna say, yeah, please don't pull your gun out.
So
says the guy who pulled a gun out.
Okay, so. So you guys dealt with spelling?
You could say that.
What exactly happened? What'd you do?
I shot him three times. He shot him once.
Yeah, look. He wholeheartedly admitted to the rape of is that their sister or friend?
Sister wife?
No, I couldn't. Was Annabelle cousin. Annabelle wasn't related, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Your friend.
No, I'd heard about what they did to Annabelle and then what he did to her dad when she tried to. Yeah. Or when he
all
tried
true.
To.
All true. No lies there.
Okay.
Did I fall asleep during that?
Why? It's called lying. It's called lying, and Lucas should spend a point if he wants people to believe it, probably.
No, he flat out said she was asking for it. That was a full confession.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saying it was consensual.
No.
No, he said she was asking for it.
That means
yeah,
in 1935 means slutty. It was consensual.
Yeah.
That's not the way I heard it.
That's a lot the way Frank Castle heard it.
The way you said it was she was raped.
Oh, absolutely, but he didn't admit it.
No, he didn't.
I hear somebody say they were asking for it, it was forceful.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
But he didn't admit anything.
He was saying that it was consensual.
That's not the way I heard it, I guess. The way you said it was like, oh yeah, she was asked, like, you know what I mean?
That's exactly the way he said it. That's
a full confession without saying the confession.
Do you know what a confession is?
I did it! That's a confession. It was clear, though.
Yes, I forced myself upon her. That is a confession.
Yeah, in slang, it's she was asking for it.
He basically just dude bro fist bumped you and said, yeah, she was asking for it. You know what I'm saying?
I hit him with a wrench.
Right. Do we see where the escalation happened here? Yes. We reconstruct the events.
In my mind, he confessed to it, so I tried to hurt the guy.
Go back to the first three words you said there.
In my mind.
Right. I believe we have highlighted the issue. Pray continue.
So yeah, he believes he's telling the truth. Yes.
I believe I'm telling the truth, so I'm not a liar. I'm just saying this is what I saw, and things happened.
Choices were made.
And they were bad.
I'm living with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might be dead. Just so you know.
I sure as hell won't miss him.
Good. Good.
So what's your next move? Where are you going now? From the sound of it, you can't stay here.
Wait a minute. We were told we could, so I don't understand.
In the town, Dingleberry.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Long term, son.
Gotcha. Well, we got a nice truck. I guess we can take off somewhere.
Frank Castle's not too good on that long term. Short term, he's fine. Thinking past the moment. Jesus Christ.
You're confusing me with your words, man. You say we can stay here, and then you say we can't.
She was asking for it.
I'm so confused. I like playing Trey with Jeff because we always get really, really good sound bites out of it.
All right, Troy, you talk.
Oh, my gosh. We're also trying to find some information about the Chinaman, the Chinaman situation. Do you guys, familiar with the
nomenclature?
This is 1935. Like, the preferred nomenclature is Chinaman.
Oh, I was just talking about the big mouse.
Were you familiar with Mr. Wang Kong?
Wang Long!
Mr. Wang Chung?
No, Wang Wong. It's in big old houses that the Indians sleep in, right?
Exactly. Wow.
Oh, shit. Yes. My bad.
Jesus
Christ. I'd heard there was...
And I thought playing the Irish priest was going to be the most racist thing we had to deal with this evening.
That's a lot of fun things to have this show.
Oh, you can leave Wang Wong in there.
Probably will.
That was punny.
It was ish. Punny. All right,
it was a pun.
So, yeah, he asked if you Kellys knew anything about the unfortunate incidents, the man.
I'd heard there was an Asian fella around here.
The end. Did you know he was dead?
Well, I heard what happened the other night, or last night, I guess it was.
We're going to spend another thing here?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to get something out of him, you have to roleplay and spend points. So how would you like to attack it? Roleplaying, attack it that way, then spend lay points.
Like, all I have is intimidation to spend.
So. I'm going
to
do an Assess Honesty again and see if I believe that that's all we...
No, you don't believe that.
Yeah. We found a note he left, or a note that was left to him, signed by somebody with just the letter K. I'm curious that it's not you, last name being Kelly and all.
I don't know any Asian fellows personally.
Oh my god! All I have is intimidation. I'll spend one to say.
Oriental fellow cleaned my suit one time.
I'll spend one to.
You're
say.
Gonna intimidate him?
What can I?
Else can I do?
Calm down!
I'm not the calm cop. I'm worse cop.
I'm going to spend interrogation.
Yeah, I don't have any of that.
Interrogating is better than intimidating, I think.
No, interrogation won't work here.
Will intimidation work here?
Okay, then I'll let him do intimidation.
I don't think it'll work the way you want it to. You're kind of surrounded by his family. You don't have leverage over him.
Credit rating.
You don't have you don't have any leverage over him to interrogate.
I'm just naming off everything I have.
Yes, you have no leverage, is what he's trying to say. What are you going to intimidate him in his own home, surrounded by his family?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, that's why there's all these other interpersonal skills.
My boomstick.
If you suddenly pull the gun out and start, you know, what did you say you were going to do earlier? File it.
File it.
You're going to file some bullets in front of him. That might work.
In the file.
What are you doing with them bullets, son?
I'm beating the bullet.
This is a shell.
What do you got, Troy?
Bargain? Let's say something like, listen, we're just trying to get some closure for his daughter.
Would they be willing to help him out?
And we found these funny papers that he left. And there's a note, in there, there was a note signed by, like I said, somebody named Kay. We're sure it's not the cop. And you're the only three people we know with the name Kay.
How are you bargaining?
Yep.
What are you offering them?
I don't know. I'm trying to appeal to a sense of humanity. I don't know what else to use.
We did sort of help out their friend. Is that worth a bargaining chip?
Yeah. And we also took care of a problem that you guys said you had. So
I wouldn't say Annabelle's our friend.
You were willing to throw down fisticuffs because some guy tried to shake her hand.
Absolutely true.
So
no, these guys weren't.
Different people.
Oh.
Those guys led you to them, to Jessup.
That's right.
If you were the
same.
All those oaks.
No, they're not the same.
you could bargain future favors, maybe. Hey, if you help us out, we'll owe you one.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're reliable guys, able to take care of hefty situations if necessary.
Ignore the blood, because you're bleeding.
So what...
It's just a frustration.
What exactly are you on?
I feel like
out of character, I'm asking. What?
I feel like he knows more about the Chinaman than he's letting on.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see if he's the one that left the note.
Okay, if you're spending bargain, what are you giving him to tell you
our
that?
Future service.
As hitmen and killers.
As problem solvers.
I mean, you would have to
fuck bridges, Donovan?
But you also could say, you know... If we get caught, we could finger you guys for housing us.
That's okay, that point spin wouldn't work.
What do you need? In order to bargain for something, what do they need? What do they want?
You guys have a truck.
We got a really nice truck if you're looking for one. You motherfucks.
They don't know it was involved in a murder. They can probably
guess. You don't know that it's a murder.
Well, it was in a shootout.
1935, 100 miles from the nearest town, no doctor. Probably a murder.
Ignore the buckshot holes on the side.
What did you... Winchester doesn't shoot buckshot.
I don't know what a Winchester shoots.
Bullets!
You're really bad at guns. I don't do guns. I'm not a gun guy.
Really, Mr. Hacienda?
I'm sorry.
Hey, before we start taking pot shots here, I think they were using your truck as a bargaining chip.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Because
you just suggested it.
I'm trying to move the plot. If it costs you your truck, I apologize.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm fine with getting you ready. You want to get rid of the truck?
Can you get my fucking supplies out of it?
Yeah, you guys need a truck? Runs well. Full of gas, mostly.
And shovels and picks and things.
Well, you just filled it up.
If it's full of gas,
got a full tank.
That might be worth my time.
He just filled it up. He's got a full tank.
Minus the trip to the ranch and back.
It's only a mile or two. That's not that much gas.
Okay, so what you want to know?
I want to know if you knew the Chinaman.
Everything you can possibly give us on who this man was and what he was doing.
Again, we're trying to get some closure for his daughter and figure out what led to his death, as strange and unusual as it was.
I know he's been around here for a couple weeks. And no, I know he wasn't here to see me.
Do you know who he might be? Have you seen him with anybody besides anybody here in town?
Another Asian girl.
That'd be the daughter.
Obviously.
So he's not here to see you. Do you know who he's here to see?
Or have any idea where he might have gone off to every day?
The only places around here to go would be to the Bryson Ranch or to the Ghost Town.
How many people do we see in this town? Like 200 people?
Something like
a couple hundred, yeah.
A couple hundred people in this town. Nobody saw this guy sneak off. Wander off. Is what you're telling me.
I've got better things to do with my day than watch a Chinaman.
Well, I guess they don't really need a truck that badly.
Yep.
Okay.
Or maybe we're just not asking the right questions. So this game works.
Okay. If this is your guy, he wouldn't tell you for a truck.
What else do you have to give the guy?
I don't think you're going to be...
If I'm spending points and giving him something, I don't know what else to do here.
Well, you have to have something that he wants bad
enough.
That's
why I asked what he wanted or needed.
Badass. I don't think you've got anything he's going to want bad enough to give himself up.
You've got a criminal and a psychopath here that can probably get what you want.
No, I don't think you're going to be able to bargain with him for the information you're wanting.
All right. Well, I'll be sending the priest over.
Because you don't have anything to... You don't have anything that he wants.
He just told me if the truck, a fully gassed truck, would be good.
That would be good.
Which is what we have?
He's not going to give himself up if it is him.
Yeah.
Although he did tell you there are only two places to go.
What, the ranch and the...
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town. Oh.
Bryson Springs.
Well, I guess there's also the gas station. Three.
That's in Bryson Springs.
No.
It's not?
No, it's along the highway.
Oh, I did not realize
that. The ghost town is out further, abandoned. There's nothing there except for old abandoned buildings.
I was thinking the gas station was in sight, and I shot of Shantytown.
Okay, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Of Shantytown, but not in Ghost Town.
Right? No.
Okay, sorry. I thought we were in the Ghost Town, and the only thing operating was the...
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
No.
Oh. How the fuck haven't we gone to the Ghost Town yet?